Well, it's a big show.
Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. If you want to check out what they've got in store this week, go to GranadaTheater.com. This is the segment we do every Tuesday at 8:55, and we do it as a service to the P1 to alert you. Any big shows, musical, comedy, or otherwise, coming through town so that you don't miss any entertainment. So we'll run through our list. We have six candidates this week, and then at the end of the segment, we'll vote on which we think is the biggest show coming to town. All right, candidate number one, tonight, and it runs all week, at the Music Hall at Fair Park, Let It Be, the Beatles tribute.
Interested. I've seen just a couple of clips from this. It looks pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. It started in London and then Broadway and was so big there that now it's on the road and in Dallas this week.
Speaking words. Wait, I don't understand this. Let it be.
Understand what? This version?
Yeah, this doesn't sound anything like the Beatles. It's not a Beatles cover band. It's just a...
No, no, it's a musical. Words
of wisdom. Well, what's the plot?
The Beatles.
It's based on the career of the band.
Oh, okay. So it's a biographical musical of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Still, it sucks.
Hey,
come on.
There's a reason Paul McCartney was great. He was very unique. It's hard to sound just like him. Right? And that is not him. It's a weird-sounding motorcycle.
Man, they gonna play the song that they stole from me, Helter Skelter.
Now, you two already stole it back from you.
Steal it back from them as soon as I get out of this prison, man.
Charles Manson again joining us for Biggest Show Coming to Town this week.
Charles Manson?
Man, they do a lot of songs in this musical.
How many?
Wow.
30?
Just looking at the list, yeah, probably.
Have you heard of any of them?
Act 1, for example, I saw her standing there, please, please me, it won't be long, she loves you, I want to hold your hand, all my loving, hard day's night, can't buy me love. You want to know a secret? I want to be your man. Yesterday, help, I feel fine. Ticket to Ride, Drive My Car, Twist and Shout, Day Tripper, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Little Help from My Friends, Eleanor Rigby, Lucy in the Sky, When I'm 64, and A Day in the Life. That's all Act 1.
Whoa. Okay, just listen to that list.
I know, it's so incredible.
Now, how many did you name there?
Probably 20.
Probably 20 yeah. Songs. And think about this. At the Super Bowl, I asked these players to name one Beatles song.
Can't not a do one. It.
It's well, amazing to
all
me.
All of a sudden, that was a long time ago now.
I know it. I don't think this generation cares about the Beatles.
Some do, but yes, most don't.
Didn't they have it slightly easier than a band
no,
today?
No, no.
Because the
no
canvas
is the answer
was,
you're looking for.
The canvas was blank.
Mm-mm.
In other words, if you're starting a band today, there have been a million songs written, so you have to do this, go through this maze to not copy one.
Okay, but that's always been true.
There were a million songs when they started,
right.
too. And there was a definition of what rock sounded like or was starting to sound like and was morphing into this whole new thing called rock. And
new thing, though.
Yeah.
There weren't well, as but, many but songs.
People,
create,
people are still
though.
Allowed to create new forms
still
of
have
music
to create.
Now.
But I think it's harder to come up with a new song these days.
Well,
doesn't it have
no.
to be?
I think it's easier to come up with it. We have more instruments and software, and more people are getting... It's easier to get involved with music than ever before.
But for the yeah. Beatles, the canvas was blank.
Okay, he's just going to keep saying that.
But you still had to create genius, and they created
no doubt.
Genius.
No doubt about that. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying... They sat down and said, let's start a band. I just feel like there was less in their way. Now, there were a lot of other people doing the same thing at the time,
yeah.
and they were arguably the greatest ever, but it just seems like they had less, fewer hurdles to jump over.
I see what you're
saying. How do you say that when now someone could start making music and they have YouTube, and they have platforms that they can get there. The Beatles started from Liverpool, this little small place, and had to conquer the world in a very difficult way, which is just playing your ass off all the time.
No, I agree with all that.
And now people get worldwide exposure with an upload.
Yeah, I agree with all that. I'm just talking about the actual writing of music. The canvas for them was blank.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
He's not, all right. He's not budging.
They had to invent a new canvas.
Right.
All right, candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week. Thursday at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, the Experience Hendrix Show featuring Buddy Guy, Johnny Lang, Dweezil Zappa, and others paying tribute to Jimmy.
That may be pretty awesome. Is this him, Jerry?
I don't know.
Yes, this is Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
I was about to say. God, I loved it when Stevie Ray used to do this song.
Yeah.
I like the name of this. Instead of the Jimi Hendrix Experience, it's the Experience Jimmy Hendrix.
Experience Hendrix.
The Experience Hendrix. Experience Hendrix.
Have you guys heard of any of the other performers? Billy Cox, Zach Wilde,
yes. Yes.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Chris yes. Layton.
Billy Cox played with Hendrix, didn't he?
Really? Mm. David Hidalgo, the Slide Brothers.
No. Not familiar with them.
Zach Wilde used to play with Ozzy.
Yeah, that could be awesome.
Will it be?
Is Jimmy the greatest guitarist ever?
Dude, I think so, yeah. I mean, I don't know all the guitarists, and there have probably been a lot of guys better than him as far as proficiency, but what he meant to guitar at the time he came out, just unbelievable. And, you know, it seemed like my nephew sent me a little note or tweeted that Jimi Hendrix only played guitar for, I think, 8 years? Six or eight years. That's all Hendrix ever played guitar.
Total.
Yeah. It was probably like like around 10 years or something like that.
So it just took him a couple of years to be able to do this.
Right.
Wow.
That's what's amazing about it. I think that's Manson doing karate.
Didn't Hendrix die in his own vomit?
Yes, he did. Asphyxiated on his own vomit. Well, they don't know exactly whose vomit it was, because there's no way to, you know, you can't dust for vomit.
Ugh. But he was on his back and threw up in his sleep?
Yes, they think, they believe so. 28 years of age.
If you're ever in Seattle, go to the Hendrix Museum. It is incredible.
Is it 27 or 28? What's the club?
27, isn't it?
27. He was 27 years of age.
Who's in that club? Is that Amy Winehouse's club?
No, Craig, she didn't start it.
No, she didn't start it, but she was 27, too, wasn't she?
I believe so. Kurt Cobain.
Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brian Joplin. Jones.
Yep.
Robert Johnson.
Wow.
Robert Johnson.
Jim Morrison.
Wow.
It's pretty weird.
Man. The Ticket.
We're 23.
I know, we got 4 years left.
4 years.
Dickie Pride.
I hope if the Ticket does end in 4 years that someone puts us on that Wikipedia list. That would be funny. That would be funny. Greats that ended at 27 years.
Fat Pat.
Who?
American rapper Fat Pat was 27.
Didn't he leave Atlantic?
That was Fat Joe.
Oh.
Andrew Cannonan.
Chair.
I believe you're right.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Are we mainly talking musicians here?
Yes. I thought we were just talking about greatness.
Candidate 3, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the Majestic Theater, downtown Dallas, Gordon Lightfoot.
I'm with you, George.
Why did the hardline get so into this song for a while?
I think they like the story.
Yeah. Interesting story for sure.
I'll be darned. Jer was right. Andrew Cannata was 27 okay. years of age.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I like this song.
The lake it is said never gives up her
dead. This song was a beating back in the Middle Ages when they were playing it originally in Renaissance festivals.
We have an Edmund Fitzgerald update.
Doesn't it sound like something that Robin Hood and his guys were singing in the forest?
Yes.
That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales in November came early.
Thank you. We get the idea. Thank you.
I just started the song.
Thank you for auditioning.
Is that his most well-known hit?
What, Manson doing karate?
Gordon Lightfoot?
Yeah. Who's the other one?
If you could read my mind.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a pretty good song.
Including some terms you could be my when they left the
Sundown was another big hit for him. Do you remember that?
Yeah, kind of.
When the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they've been feeling?
You don't see him at the annual Gordon meeting?
What is that?
There's only like five of y'all.
You, Gordon Lightfoot, Gordon Johncock,
Sting,
Gordon Jago, Gordon Biersch.
Gordon is energy.
Walter Matthau, the ghost of.
Gordon Lightfoot, 78 years old. Sing while you can.
Almost 80.
78 Club.
Yeah, who all's in the 78 Club?
I don't know, Gordon.
All right, candidate number four, biggest show coming to town, Friday night at Billy Bob's, Neil McCoy.
Okay.
I say...
I'll talk to you, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, wait, okay.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Some men are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Thank you.
Born in Jacksonville, Tennessee. Sorry, Jacksonville, Texas, but moved to Nashville, Tennessee. So is he seen as Nashville?
Yeah, I would say so.
Gosh. This is so boring.
All right, let's move on to candidate
welcome
five.
Welcome to town, Neil. Hope it goes well at Billy Bob's.
Also Friday night at Verizon. The Price is Right Live. It's the traveling show.
What? Who hosts that now?
Well, it's still Drew Carey, the studio show, but hosting the traveling edition is a guy named Todd Warren.
Hey, guys.
How do I know that name?
Well, he had perhaps, a commission that investigated the Kennedy deal.
No, the Warren Commission.
Perhaps you know him by his real name, Todd Warren.
That didn't help.
It's a big
a
deal, yo.
Earl Turner basketball player. That's what's throwing me for a loop.
Wasn't what?
Todd Warren.
Oh, yeah. He played in
North
Texas,
Texas
right?
for a year or two. Yeah, that's what's throwing me for a loop. Okay. Not that Todd Warren.
So
this is driving me crazy.
Television version is so successful that they decided to take it on the road. And you know what? They'll probably sell out Verizon.
You think?
With people wanting to spin
people
the wheel.
Still watch that show?
And play the yodeler and all the games.
You don't have a real butt.
Plinko.
Plinko.
He just claimed you don't have a real butt.
They've been in business since 72 on the television. And you know that Drew Carey is making a ton of money as the host. Take a
and
guess.
You know that he has swamp crotch too, don't you?
Take a guess.
Oh, George.
I guess what he makes a year?
Yep.
$9 million a year for that.
For that?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's pretty... I think that's probably about right. $9-10 million. That's a lot, too.
Yeah.
His net worth is $165 million.
Oh, my gosh.
He makes, per year, to host The Price is Right, $1 billion.
Okay. He doesn't have the figure.
I want that job.
No, he makes $7 million per year.
Okay, not bad. And you think they do?
You
think they do it like five episodes in one day?
Yes,
works one day a week.
God, when am I ever going to get around to doing that?
Never.
Okay. I have an update. He makes $8.5 million a year to host that.
Okay, it's an update.
What's up, bitches?
That's not the way to welcome your guest on the show.
And finally, Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday at the Greenville Avenue Dallas Observer St. Patrick's Day Party. It's the annual outdoor concert featuring headliner Jimmy Eat World.
You gotta take some time with everything and take some time. Everything and take some time. Everything and take some time. Everything and take some time.
Do some.
Look at George.
I like this song. I have a friend who saw them and said they put on a great show.
It's so
looking for a good time on Saturday.
Driving a convertible montage-y.
Maybe. Doing the Air Dolphin to it. This is, gosh, this was a Gordo meme for a while. Every day he used to sing this chorus.
Man, he used to love this song. He'd pull us aside in the hall and say, "Man, I just got to confide in you guys. It's, I think, the greatest song ever written."
This song just speaks to me. It speaks to the world, man.
Man, Jimmy, eat that world.
It's a consciousness that lives in your mind.
I live 100 years a day.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one tonight through the end of the week at the Music Hall at Fair Park? Let It Be, the Beatles tribute, the musical. Candidate two, Thursday at the Verizon Theater, Experience Hendrix with Buddy Guy, Johnny Lang, Dweezil Zappa, and more. Candidate three, Friday at the Majestic, Gordon Lightfoot. Candidate four, Friday at Billy Bob's, Neil McCoy. Candidate five, Friday at the Verizon, The Price is Right live tour. Or candidate six, Saturday at the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Greenville, Jimmy Eat World. George.
Kind of a weird week, but I'll vote Beatles.
Gordo.
I'm going to vote Jimmy Eat World.
Sean.
Jimmy.
Chair.
Like the Beatles.
Fernando.
Gordon Lightfoot.
I was going to vote for Experience Hendrix. But you know what? To break the tie, I'm going to vote for the Let It Be Beatles tribute. So three votes to 2-1 tonight through the end of the week at the Music Hall at Fair Park. Let It Be Beatles tribute, even though they had a blank canvas.